Gilberto Pajaro, the Fenice's sad-eyed, 54-year-old custodian, came on duty at 4 o'clock in the afternoon of January 29, 1996. From his chair in the small porter's office next to the stage door exit, he saw most of the people leave between 5 p.m. and 5:30 p.m. Three more people left the building during the next half hour, a set designer, a press officer, and the snack bar lady, whose coffee machine would briefly be blamed for the fire. At 6:30 p.m., the Fenice's house electrician went home. 10 minutes after that, an executive of one of the firms doing work in the Fenice left. And he was followed by a work crew foreman. At 7:30 p.m., the Fenice's staff carpenter walked out with four other employees who had joined him in the carpentry shop to celebrate the birthday of a former colleague. That left nine people still in the theater at 8 o'clock. The custodian, Pajaro, the Fenice's photographer, Giuseppe Bonanini, who was taking pictures to document the renovation work, and seven young electricians employed by Viet, a small electrical contractor. Viet was behind in its work. All seven of the company's electricians, including the owner of the company, had lately been putting in 12-hour days. Three of the men had been hired within the last week to help make up for lost time. On January 29, they were working on the ground floor. At 8 o'clock, they finished work and went up to the dressing room on the fourth floor to shower and change. Enrico Carella, the 27-year-old owner of Viet, told investigators that he left at 8:30 p.m. with his cousin Massimiliano Marchetti, who was also one of his employees. Within the next 5 minutes, three more electricians left, one of whom later told investigators that he and the other two were probably the three young men seen running down Calle della Fenice. "We'd been joking around," he said. A sixth electrician left a few minutes later, saying goodbye to the remaining electrician on his way out. The last Viet electrician to leave had been asked by the Fenice's house electrician to turn off the lights throughout the theater. After doing so, he stopped by the porter's office on his way out. Not finding Pajaro, he left a note to the effect that he had turned off the lights as asked. The note was found after the fire, but this man, Roberto Vicentin, was the only one of the seven Viet electricians whose departure had not been witnessed by anyone else. Now only two people remained in the theater, the custodian, Gilberto Pajaro, and the photographer, Giuseppe Bonanini.